愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们今天继续来查考服事的比喻。
Today we will continue to study the parable of servitude.
到底服事神是怎么一回事
？And what is it to serve God?
我们先来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3
第十节
Verse 10
我照着神所赐给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头立好根基有别人在上面建造只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造
According to the grace of God which was given to me, a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it.
这里告诉我们，服事就是在做工头，在盖房子。
Here tells us servitude is like a master builder laying the foundation of a house.
那这个房子是什么？
And so what is this house?
房子有两种。
There are two different types of houses.
我们看同样第三章十六节。
Let us look at verse 16.
岂不知道你们是神的殿吗？神的灵住在你们里头。
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
这个房子就是神的殿。
And so this house is the temple of God.
那这个神的殿是什么？
And so what is the temple of God?
保罗说就是你们就是我们每一个人
And so Paul said that is every one of us
我们就是神的殿
We are the temple of God
是属灵的一个房
It is a spiritual dwelling
然后神要住在我们里面
And God wants to dwell within us
所以服事就是在建造这一个人成为神的殿是神能够住在他里面
And to serve means to build up someone as a temple of God so that God may dwell within him
那扩大来讲这个房子就是指的教会。
And this house can also refer to the church.
我们来看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
主乃是活石，固然是被人所弃的。却是被神所拣选所宝贵的第五节
Verse 5
你们来到主的面前也就是活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭这个地方说我们每一个人都好像一块活石
Here it says that each one of us are like living stones
带有生命的一块石头
So we are stones with life
那主耶稣也是一块活石。
And Jesus is also a living stone.
然后我们把它联合起来就是灵宫。
And if we put them all together, it is a spiritual house.
所以服事就是在把教会盖成一座属灵的宫殿。
So to serve means to build the church together as a spiritual house.
那我们在这个教会里面就在做祭司在献祭。
So within this church, we are like the holy priest making spiritual sacrifices.
可不可以请把门打开来攻击比较好。好，那我们再看我们再回来哥林多前书第三章。
So now let us go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我照着神给我的恩，好像是一个聪明的工头。
According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder.
我们现在如果做一个盖房子的人呢，大概是一个劳工阶级的。
So today, if you're talking about someone who builds a house, it's probably a construction worker.
但是在这里保罗说，我照神给我的恩我们在做服事的工作，这是一种恩典。
But according to this, holy work is a grace given by God.
为什么
？Why is that？
因为大卫有一段子他觉得。很不好意思，因为他住在王宫里面，那这个约柜放在会幕里面。
And because for a time, King David felt very ashamed that he lived in a palace while the holy ark was not in the palace.
在 tabernacle 里面
It was in the tabernacle.
那这个会幕是用帐篷搭的。
And the tabernacle was a tent.
然后他自己住王宫。
And yet he was living within a palace.
他觉得很不好意思。
And he felt very ashamed.
所以他要为神的来盖这个圣殿。
And because of this, he wanted to build the holy temple for God.
神说不可以。
And God told him, you cannot.
你的手流过血。
You have shed blood with your hands.
所以你没有资格为我建殿。
So you are not qualified to build me a temple.
你可以预备材料，但是你不能建。
You can prepare the materials, but you may not build it yourself.
那后来他的孩子所罗门。
For his son Solomon built the temple.
那今天我们是在盖属灵的宫殿。
And today we are building the spiritual temple.
所以神如果允许我们来服侍他，来建造别人的信仰，来建造这个教会成为灵宫。那我们的身份是比当时大卫更尊贵。
So if God gives us the privilege to build up his spiritual temple and to build up people's faith, then we have even more status than King David did back in the day.
因为大卫没有资格，神看中我，我们可以有资格。
Because King David was not qualified, and yet God has chosen us.
所以我们在教会里面可以参与圣工，这是一种恩典。
So within the church, if we participate in holy work, it is a grace.
因为这是非常尊贵的工作。
Because it is a very precious work.
好，那接下去就在讲说我立好根基，有别人在上面建造。
And here it says, I've laid the foundation, and another builds on it.
前面有说第六节，我栽种了亚波罗浇灌。
In verse 6, it says, I planted, Apollos watered.
这个栽种就是传福音。
So planting is to spread the gospel.
就是让人能够信耶稣。
So that people can come believe in Jesus.
这个叫做立根基。
So this is to build up the foundation.
那接下去的人，好像亚波罗，然后人信了耶稣以后，他就在那个基础上来建他们的信仰。
So after people come and believe, someone like Apollos comes and waters by building up their faith.
那这个叫做工头在上面盖房子。
And so this means to build upon the foundation.
所以我们就知道说这个教会的圣工我们每一个人做的恩赐不一样，有时候这个我们做的工作也不太一样。
So we know because everyone has different spiritual gifts, everyone will have different holy work to do.
有的人是传福音，让人来信耶稣。
Some will be the preachers to bring people to believe.
但是有的人他就很会让那个初信的慕道朋友就一直把他信仰建立起来。
And some are very good at helping others build up their faith when they come and believe.
所以我们每一个人在做圣工都有他的阶段性。
So everyone has a different phase to participate in holy work.
就是你工作大概做到这个阶段，那别人就接着你的工作，然后再往上再盖起来。
So you will do your holy work up to a certain part, and then someone else will continue where you have left off.
所以我们在教会里面服侍神是一种团队的服侍。
So in church, when we serve God, we should serve Him together.
很少有人说每一样恩赐都有。
It's very rare that someone has every kind of gift.
我也会布道，也会牧养。
I can evangelize, I can shepherd.
神迹什么都有。
And I can perform miracles, I can do everything. This is very rare.
因为如果人恩赐这么大，可能很不容易守到。
Because if you have that many gifts, it would probably be very hard for you to keep God's word.
所以一般都是神给人一部分恩赐，给那个人另外一部分是大家合起来做，每一个人做他的部分，工作做好起来。
So most likely God gives each of us different types of gifts so that when we work together, we can complete His work.
那这也是一个身体的不同的功用的一种表现。
And it's a way that an entire body will have different functions to work together.
因此我们大家在服事上要去互相的配合。
So that's why when we work together to serve, we need to coordinate with each other.
那恩赐互相搭配。
And so that all the gifts can complement one another.
不是互相比较。
Not that we should compare or compete.
我可以做这个，你不可以做那个。
I may do this and you may not do that.
所以我用我可以做的来看不起你不可以做的。
And so because I can do this and you cannot do that, I will despise you.
那这样的话，教会就很难发展。
In this way, it will be very hard for the church to grow.
有时候我们常常想，我做不到的，别人做得到。
So we should think, I'm unable to do this, but so-and-so can do that.
非常奇妙。
And this is very miraculous.
那我们搭配起来，圣工就好，做得很好。
So that if we pair up together, we can do great works together.
所以做圣工就是每个人的恩赐要互相的搭配。
So when we do holy work, we have to complement one another's gifts.
因此我们在教会服事要了解我们每一个人的服事是有它的阶段性。
And so we have to understand that everyone has a different phase to take care of in holy work.
我们工作做完，别人要来接。
And when we complete our part, someone else can continue it.
然后这样把神的这个房子能够盖起来。
And in this way, we can build the house of God.
好，那我们现在看第十节说，好像一个聪明的工头。
And here in verse 10 it says, as a wise master builder.
他为什么要加上一个聪明？那工头就工头，还要聪明。
Why is he a wise master builder? Why can't he just be an ordinary one?
好，我们如果看第十节的下半句说，个人在上面要谨慎在上面建造。
In the latter part of verse 10 it says, but let each one take heed how he builds on it.
好，就是要很注意怎么样在这个基础上来盖。
So you need to be very careful of how you build upon this foundation.
所以那个聪明啊，不是盖房子本身啊，聪明是很谨慎在这上面盖，这个叫做聪明。
So you're not wise because you know how to build a house. You're wise because you take heed in how you build on it.
好，那这个聪明是怎么表现出来
？So how do you show that you're wise？
如果我们从十一节来看呢，最少有两个表现。
In verse 11, there are two ways to show this.
我们看十一节。
11。
啊。因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能够立别的根基。
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ.
啊，这个聪明的工头第一个表现啊，就是说啊，不是说啊别人的基础不好啊，我先把它挖掉，我自己再来弄过。
The master builder is wise not because he criticizes someone else's foundation, digs it up and rebuilds it.
说不能立别的根基。
It's that you cannot lay any other foundation.
那这个根基是什么？就是耶稣基督。
Because the foundation is Jesus Christ.
那难道还有别的根基吗？
Is there any other foundation?
我们看哥林多后书十一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书的十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第四节。
Verse 4.
假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者你们得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容让他也就罢了。
For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you have received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
保罗到哥林多教会去啊，他传耶稣。
When Paul came to Corinth, he preached Jesus.
让他们得圣灵。
So and they received Holy Spirit.
也传纯正的福音给他们。
And he gave them the right truth.
那他走了以后，有一部分人就来。
And then after he left, other people came.
传另一个耶稣。
And they preached about another Jesus.
那同样耶稣，为什么还有另外一个耶稣
？If it's the same Jesus, how could there be another one?
就不太一样啊。
It's not the same one.
比方说，摩门教所信的耶稣跟我们信的耶稣不太一样。
For example, the Mormon Church believes in a different Jesus.
你听他在解释耶稣，跟我们从圣经里面了解的耶稣不一样。
The Jesus that they explain is not the same as the Jesus we have come to know in the Bible.
所以这个叫做另外一个耶稣。
So that's why it becomes another Jesus.
下面说，他们所受是另外一个灵。
And here it says they received another spirit.
那神只有一个灵啊。
Well, God only has one spirit.
还有另外一个灵。
But yet there's a different spirit.
我们知道宇宙有四种灵。
We know that there are four spirits in the universe.
天使的灵。
There are angels.
人的灵。
There are humans.
神的灵。
And God's spirit.
魔鬼的灵。
And devil's spirit.
好，那人的灵跟天使的灵不会进到我们里面。
And so the,
人的灵跟天使的灵不会进到我们里面。
And the human spirit and angel spirit cannot enter us.
所以会进到我们里面只有神的灵。
That which can enter us is only God's spirit.
还有魔鬼的灵。
And also the spirit of Satan.
所以如果一个人得的圣灵跟我们不一样。
So if someone receives a spirit that is different from our Holy Spirit.
那个灵就是另外一个灵。
Then that spirit is the other spirit.
就比方说得圣灵会倒下去。
For example, if you receive the Holy Spirit and you fall over.
神志不清楚了。
Or you become unclear.
得圣灵全身发冷了。
Or you become cold.
没有办法控制的。
You're unable to control yourself.
这个都是另外一个灵。
This is the different spirit.
这个神的灵降下来好像火很火热。
God's spirit falls down like fire and it's very warm.
好像风有能力。
It should feel like wind with strength.
有神同在很平安很喜乐。
And with the presence of God, it's very peaceful and joyful. 这个叫
纯的灵。
And this is the pure spirit.
那下面说另外一个福音。
And here it says the different gospel.
什么叫做另外一个福音？
What is a different gospel?
就是跟得救的要道不同的。
It is a spirit that is different from the gospel of salvation.
洗礼用点水的，这是另外一个福音。
A baptism that is the sprinkling of water, that is a different gospel.
不必守安息日，礼拜天聚会，这是另外一个福音。
If you go observe Sabbath on a Sunday instead of on a Saturday, that is a different gospel.
洗脚礼是风俗，不要遵守，这是另外一个福音。
If you don't need to do foot washing sacraments, that is another gospel.
那圣餐礼用葡萄酒。
If you use grape wine for the Holy Communion,
然后用面包,
and you use regular bread,
哦, 这是另外一个福音,
this is a different gospel.
所以我们这个原有的基础,
so the foundation that we should have,
就是相信耶稣,
is to believe in Jesus.
然后我们所传的道理完全跟圣经一样,
and the gospel that we preach needs to be according to the Bible.
我们得的圣灵是纯的圣灵,
and that the Holy Spirit that we receive needs to be the real Holy Spirit.
那这一种信仰讲到最后讲白一点，就是真耶稣教会的五大教义。
And to be even more frank, these would be the five great teachings of the true Jesus Church.
所以我们要服侍神，要做圣工，要跟人建立信仰，是在这个基础上啊，真耶稣教会的十大信条、五大教义这个基础上在建立的。
So in order to serve God and build up His church, we need to have the foundation of the 10 beliefs of the true Jesus Church and the five great teachings.
那你如果大发热心跑到外教会里面去当长老。
And if you're very zealous and then you go to another church and you become a holy worker there.
长老, elder.
Or you become an elder.
啊, 那你在那边盖人的信仰, 这是盖另外一个福音。
And you are there helping to build up their faith in another gospel.
哦, 如果能够让人得圣灵是另外一个灵。
And you enable people to receive a different kind of Holy Spirit.
这个就不对了。
This is not the right thing.
这种服事是没有价值的。
This kind of servitude has no value.
哦, 所以要在原来的基础上。
So you need to be in the correct original foundation.
基督那一个身体，神所启示我们那个啊奥秘的真道的这个道理上。
Within Jesus, in one body, and with His great truth.
那这样叫做聪明的工头。
And in this way, we can be the wise master builder.
因为这个基础如果没有稳固啊，将来会倒塌的。
Because without a sturdy foundation, the foundation will collapse.
你外面很好看，你基础如果有在神面前站不住脚，你所做的到最后全部都倒掉了。
The outer appearance may be very beautiful, but if the foundation is not steady, then everything will collapse.
所以聪明的工头，第一个就是你一定要在真耶稣教会服侍神。
But the wise master builder must serve within the true Jesus Church.
这个是一个基础。
And this is the foundation.
这样叫做聪明。
And this is what it means to be wise.
离开教会大发热心，这个基础已经错了。
And
根基已经错了。
To leave the church and to be zealous in another church is the wrong foundation.
好，那我们现在再来看这个所谓聪明又是指的什么。
And so what does it mean to be wise?
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
这里说，若有人用金银宝石、草木、禾秸，在这个根基建造，十三节。
13.
个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。哦，有火发现，火要试验个人的工程。这个地方在讲，我们在盖房子啊，每个人的用的材料也不一样。
Here it shows that when you build a house, everyone will use different materials.
啊，有的是金银。宝石，有的是草木禾屑。
Some use gold, silver, and precious stones. Others will use wood, hay, and straw.
我们知道，前不久，在圣地亚哥发生了大火。
We know that not too long ago there were great fires in San Diego.
哇，整个山头上那个都最贵的房子全部都烧光了。
And all the great mansions in the mountains were all destroyed in the fires.
啊，为什么烧光？
And why is it that they were destroyed?
你看哦，那个房子都是木头盖的。
Because all the homes were made of wood.
如果那个木头啊是钢筋的，然后水泥的，大概不会烧光。
And if they were built with other materials, they might not have been destroyed as badly.
所以火一来，如果是木头的、草木、禾屑，全部都烧掉了。
So since the fire came, anything made of wood, hay, and straw would burn.
所以这个告诉我们，信仰会有考验。
So here it tells us that our faith will have different trials.
一定会有，不是会有没有的问题。
It's not whether or not we will have them, we will definitely encounter trials.
什么时候会有考验的？
But when will we encounter these trials?
因此，我们在建造信仰的材料很重要。
So when we are building on our foundation of faith, it is very important.
就是要让这个人的信仰，在经过考验的时候能够站得住。
So that during times of trial, we are able to stand firm.
这一点非常重要。
This is a very important point.
那要怎么让已经受洗这个人已经有一个基础，他已经信耶稣，在真耶稣教会信耶稣，他的房子能够盖得很稳，经得起考验呢？
So someone who is already baptized and believed in the true Jesus Church, how do you make it so that they can be very firm in their faith during times of temptation?
犹大书有一节圣经节啊，可以来解释。
In Jude, there is a verse that we can refer to.
好，我们来看犹大书。
Let us turn to the book of Jude.
启示录的前面。
Right before the book of Revelations.
二十节。
Jude verse 20.
Jude verse 20.
启
亲爱的弟兄，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。21节。
21.
保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们自己啊，主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。请读。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
这个两节圣经就有三件事情是人要努力。
These two verses tell us three things that we need to be diligent about.
但是有一件事情是神的祝福。
But there's one in which we need God's blessing.
所以我们这个信仰能够经得起考验，是人的努力加上神的怜悯。
So that means in order for us to stand through trials, it requires our human diligence, but also God's blessing.
你如果人的努力，神没有怜悯，这个也没有效，火来全部烧掉了。
If we are diligent, but we do not have the mercy of God, then it's useless. The fire will come and we will be destroyed.
但是如果神怜悯我们，我们没有努力啊，也会被烧掉。
And if God has mercy on us, but we are not diligent, then we will also be destroyed.
所以我们在盖啊，在服侍神呢，就是帮助别人努力做三件事情。
So when we serve God, we need to help others be diligent in three things.
第一个
，the first，
要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
We need to build up ourselves on the most holy.
第二个。
The second,
要在圣灵里祷告。
We need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
第三个，
the third,
要保守自己在神的爱中。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
这个叫做用金银宝石来盖他的房子。
And so this is how we use gold, silver, and precious stones to build up his house.
这个至圣的真道上造就自己，就是要鼓励他追求道理。
To build someone up in the most holy faith is to encourage someone to pursue the truth.
要听道。
To listen to the word.
要读圣经。
To read the Bible.
要思想神的话。
And to ponder upon God's words.
这是非常重要的一部分。
This is a very important part.
当然神的恩典很好。
And of course God's grace is very good.
但是到最后会让一个人信仰站得稳的是神本身。
But in the end, for someone to be able to stand firm in their faith, it requires God himself.
你看主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
Jesus broke bread for 5,000 people.
大家吃完饼啊，都全部他走到哪里就跟到哪里。
And everyone ate and everyone followed him wherever he went.
而且到处去找耶稣。
And they went around to look for Jesus everywhere.
现在来讲很热心啊，到处找耶稣。
And people seemed so fervent, they went everywhere to look for Jesus.
耶稣要渡到加利利的对岸，他没有到，他已经先跑到了。
And Jesus was on his way to Galilee before he got there. The crowd got there first.
但他道理不懂。
But they did not understand his words.
主耶稣开始讲。
And so Jesus began to speak.
你要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
You have to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
那你才可以有生命。
And then in that way you shall have eternal life.
那全部都跑掉了。
And then everyone ran away.
犹太人他也不吃人肉，也不喝人血。
The Jewish people do not eat human flesh or human blood.
那他道理不懂。
But they did not understand his word.
他只吃过饼。
They've only eaten the bread.
所以到最后跑光了。
And so they ran away.
只剩下十二个人。
There were only 12 people left.
耶稣就问他说：“大家都走，你为什么不走？”
And Jesus asked them, "Everyone has left. Why are you still here?"
彼得说：“你有永生之道。”
And Peter said, "You have everlasting life."
我们不走。
We are not leaving.
是因为你的道。
Because of your word.
你的道有永生。
Your word has life.
所以我们今天信耶稣最后的目标是什么？
So when we believe in Jesus, what is our goal?
永生。
Eternity. Eternal life.
天国。
And the kingdom of heaven.
那种盼望。
And our hope.
那个盼望就是从道理来的。
And our hope comes from his word.
所以第一个要在道理上造就自己。
So first we need to save ourselves through the word.
所以我们现在因为教会没有每天聚会我们应该要每天读圣经。
And because we do not come to church every day, we should read the Bible every day.
那我们在这个 online 上面也可以听讲道。
And we are also able to listen to the sermons online.
而且现在你直接用那个宽频了，你可以听讲道。
And since we all use broadband, we can directly listen to the sermons.
那你很忙，也可以听那个念圣经的录音带。
And if you're very busy, you can listen to the Bible on CD.
就是要吸收神的话，听神的话。
So that you can constantly absorb His word and listen to it.
那讲道就是解释神的话。
And for the sermons, they help explain the word that you're listening
to. 那默想神的话，就是使神的话变成我们思想的一部分。
And you reflect upon His word so that it becomes a part of you.
那第二个，在圣灵里祷告。
And the second is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
就是每天要祷告。
So that we need to pray every day.
就是跟神在灵里面有交通。
So that we can communicate with him in the Spirit.
那如果一个信徒每天自己有读圣经有祷告。
And if a believer listens, reads the Bible and prays every day.
这种信徒一般离开教会的很少。
It will be very rare that, unlikely that this person will leave the church.
你看，大部分离开教会的人，大部分都没有在读圣经祷告。
The ones who leave the church tend to be the ones that do not pray and read the Bible every day.
就是在教会聚会坐坐就走了。
They usually just come to service and then they leave.
如果自己懂得读圣经，自己懂得祷告，大部分都不会离开。
If they truly know to have the habit of reading the Bible and praying every day, they would not leave.
所以我们在盖房子，那个真实的材料是什么？
So when we are building the house, what are the precious materials we need to use?
就是神的道。
God's word.
还有神的灵。
And God's spirit.
就是懂得追求道理，懂得祷告。
To pursue His word and to pray.
那第三个就是神的爱。
And the third is God's love.
我们看21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
说保守自己藏在神的爱中。
It says to keep yourselves in the love of God.
那我们要怎么保守在神的爱中呢？
And how do we keep ourselves in the love of God?
守神的诫命。
To obey His commandments.
亚当遵守神的话。
Adam followed God's words.
他就可以住在伊甸园。
He could have stayed in the Garden of Eden.
那个里面就是神的爱，什么都有。
Within the Garden of Eden was His love.
平安喜乐丰富。
There was peace, joy, and abundance.
但是当亚当违背神的话。
But as soon as Adam disobeyed God.
他就出去了。
He left the Garden of Eden.
就离开神的爱。
He left God's love.
所以人在这个道理上 要能够持守得住。
So we need to be able to keep ourselves in His word.
要得到神的恩典，要行道。
To receive His grace, we need to follow His word.
这是我们在盖人的信仰的一个材料。
And this is a way in which we build the foundation.
所以我们讲很多的见证，这都是好的。
So we speak a lot of testimonies, and this is good.
但是到最后就是没有办法取代我们自己要追求道理，我们自己要祷告。
But that cannot replace our need to study His word and pray.
然后我们本身要遵守神的话。
And we need to obey His word.
这样我们就会在神的爱里面。
So that we can be in His love.
我们再回到哥林多前书第三章。
Let us return to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
说个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表火发现，要试验个人的工程。这个地方讲火会出来，要试验个人的工程。
And here it says that all the works will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work.
那有很多会被烧掉。
And a lot will be destroyed.
但是没有被烧掉，他就得救了。
But the works that endures, it will be saved.
所以得救的人多吗？
So are there many who are saved?
有人问主耶稣说，得救的人多吗？
There is someone who asked Jesus, how many are there many who will be saved?
主耶稣没有跟他讲多还是少。
And Jesus did not say if there were many or very few.
主耶稣只是跟他讲，你们要进窄门。
And Jesus only told them, you will enter the narrow gate.
这个表示说，你愿意付代价，你就可以得救。
That means if you're willing to pay the price, you can be saved.
如果我们不愿意付出代价，你就被火烧掉了。
If we are unwilling, we will be burned up by the fire.
所以有火来考验。
So the fire will test us.
那这个火到底有什么？
So what is in this fire? What is it?
我们来看诗篇的106篇。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 106.
106篇。
Psalm chapter 106.
106篇里面大概在讲旷野走不完的几种原因。
And in Psalms 106, it talks about the reasons why the Israelites were in the wilderness.
今天对我们来讲也是一种考验。
And like today, it was like a test.
我们看十一节。
Let us look at verse 11.
所以眼冒他们的敌人没有一个存留。十二节。
12.
那么才信他的话，歌唱赞美神。十四节。
14.
反照在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。15节。
15.
所以将他所求的赐给他们，却使他们心灵软弱。这是第一个在旷野倒闭死的。
And this is the first stumbling block they encountered in the wilderness.
被火烧掉。
And they were burned up by the fire.
那到底是什么？
And what was it?
就是十四节。
In verse 14.
欲望太多。
They lusted exceedingly.
人的欲望太多，信仰会软弱。
If humans desire too much, their faith will become weak.
因为欲望本身会控制一个人。
Because desire can control a person.
那我们就失去自由。
And then we lose our independence.
那这个欲望以现在来讲就是世界的享受。
And desires equate to our wants in this world.
你世界享受太多，我们这个人信仰 会没有力量。
We enjoy too much in this world and we lose our own strength.
因为这个享受太多，人的。
Because we enjoy too much in this world, our hearts remain with this world.
神在天上。
And yet God is in heaven.
我们的心都在地上。
And our hearts are here.
天天在讲吃什么、穿什么、赚什么钱。
And every day we worry about what to eat, what to wear, and how much money to make.
我们的心就跟神离得很远。
So our hearts are very far from God.
那信仰就弱下来。
And so our faith becomes weak.
所以这个欲望减少。
So if we could cut down on our lust,
我们的心才能够往上提升。
Then our hearts can be lifted.
我们属灵的欲望才会往上提升。
And then our spiritual wants will rise up.
我们才会超越这个世界。
And so that we can transcend this world.
超越世界才能够进到灵界。
If we transcend this world, then we can enter the spiritual world.
这个世界你没有办法超越，你没有办法进入灵界。
If you cannot overcome this world, you will never enter the spiritual realm.
这是好像火一样啊。
So it's like fire.
会把人的信仰烧掉。
It can burn up our faith.
所以做基督徒不是不能够拥有物质。
So as a Christian, it is not that you cannot have any kind of material desires.
而是我们不被它控制。
We just cannot be controlled by them.
最难在这里。
And this is the most difficult.
如果是你什么都可以有。
If you're not controlled by it, you can have anything you want.
我天天的心都在神那里。
If my heart is with God every single day,
那你什么都可以有。
Then I can have anything that I want.
因为你不被它控制。
Because it does not control me.
但是这样人很少。
But it is very rare to be like that.
所以为着专心。
So in order to focus,
我们能够心归向神。
Our hearts need to turn to God.
生活比较简单。
So our lives need to be more simple.
那信仰会比较有力量。
And then our faith will be stronger.
所以这个火会来考验。
And so the fire will come test us.
那第二个。
And second.
15节。
Verse 15.
十六节。
16.
又在严冬嫉妒摩西和亚伦圣者，所以地裂开，吞下大丹，掩灭亚比兰一党的人。就好多人呢、被活吞在地里面。
Here it tells us that the earth opened up and swallowed up many people.
为什么？
Why is that?
主要是人的原因。
It is because of humans.
就是当时有一党人呢、就是摩西，就是看不顺眼。
At the time, there were a faction of people that were not happy with Moses.
同样是人，怎么你跑到上面在管我？
We're all the same people. How come you get to go up there and tell me what to do?
就开始毁谤嫉妒。
And so they began to rebel.
结果地分打开了，把它吞下去，再合起来。
And then the earth opened up and swallowed them, and then closed back up.
这个告诉我们什么？
And so what does this tell us?
你今天看到我们没有来教会的信徒。
Today, look at the people who do no longer come to church.
有很大部分是因为人的原因。
You can know that a lot of them do no longer come because of people reasons.
对，这是一种考验。
And so this is a type of test.
这是火。
This is a fire.
所以我们的信仰啊，要在主耶稣里面扎根。
So our faith needs to take root in Jesus.
主啊，你是我的父。
God, you are our Father.
你爱我。
You love me.
我非常爱你。
And I love you.
所以兄弟吵架，你不能够记到父亲的账上啊。兄弟吵架，爸爸不要。
So when brothers are angry at each other, they cannot take it out on their father and say, "Okay, I hate you now."
因此我们如果在信仰上跟神有建立关系。
So if in our faith we have established that relationship with God.
人跟人之间有一点摩擦，你不会让我们跌倒。
The conflicts we have with people will not cause us to fall.
但是我们跟神如果没有建立起来。
But if we do not have that established relationship with God,
周围的人看不顺眼，我就不来了。
If we are angry with the people around us, we will no longer come to church.
主耶稣怎么爱我，记不得。
And you will not remember how Jesus loves you.
但是周围人怎么不爱我，记得很清楚。
But you can remember very clearly how the people around you do not love you.
信仰就完了。
And then so your faith is over.
这是一种考验啊，考验从周围的人来。
So this is a test, and the test comes from the people around you.
那如果我们在信仰上有扎根。
And so if we have taken root in our faith,
神的爱充满在我们里面。
If God's love fills us,
你好像每个人看起来都很，你都觉得都很可爱啊。
You feel like everyone around you is very lovable.
比较软弱的你会同情他。
The ones who are weak, you will have sympathy.
那比较好的得神祝福，你会为他感谢神。
And the ones that have received God's blessings, you will be happy for them.
那信仰就不会跌倒。
And then your faith will not stumble.
你没有扎根，没有在主的爱里面扎根，
If you have not taken root in His love, then you will stumble and fall.
那我们再看第三个。
And let us look at
verse
19.
在何烈山造牛犊，叩拜铸成的像。在何烈山呢、下他造金牛犊来拜。
And then they made a golden calf to worship in Mount Horeb.
为什么人的信仰会软弱？
Why would their faith be weak?
因为人有偶像。
because humans have idols.
大家都不承认，我在家里面找来找去，家干干净净的。
No one admits to having idols. They say, if you look inside my home, you will find nothing.
啊，不错，你家干干净净。
It is true that there is nothing in your home.
但是你的心钱最大。
But within your heart, money is the idol.
那个就是偶像。
And that is your idol because it's the most important to you.
那个就会让我们失去力量。
It causes you to lose strength.
因为神。不是最大
because God is not the greatest in your life.
钱是最大
money is the greatest.
那就变成偶像
and then it becomes an idol.
所以今天我们赚钱第一个当然为着生活
so today when we make money, the first is so that we can live.
第二个
the second,
除了生活之外
after living,
就是为着爱神跟爱人
it should be to love people and love God.
这是我们两个赚钱的原因
these should be our two reasons for making money.
但是神绝对不会说你要为他赚钱赚到超过爱他
But God will never say, you need to make so much money for me that it's more important than loving me.
神不会这样。
God would not say that.
因为神是万有的神。
Because God is an all-powerful God.
所以我们如果要为神赚钱，也不能够赚到连神都变成第二。
So we can, if we're trying to make money for God, it should not be so important to us that loving Him becomes second.
那如果我们先求神的国跟神的义，生活的需要神都会照顾。
And so if we pursue after God and His righteousness, He will take care of us.
人的生命不再加套丰富。
And our lives will be abundant.
不是，这是主耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus said.
所以圣经里面找不到一个理由说我们可以为着钱把神摆在第二。
So in the Bible, you will never find a reason that making money will come first and God will come second.
保罗说我一无所有。
Paul said, I have everything I need.
虽然我什么都没有。
Even though I have nothing.
这可是一种体验。
This is a type of experience.
神会供给。
But God will help us.
所以看钱太重要，信仰会倒下去。
So if we look upon money too highly, we will fall.
我到处找啊，都觉得有一些信徒啊，就因为金钱上的摩擦不来教会。
There are many believers who stop coming because of money.
所以我们在教会不要做生意。
So within church, we should not do business.
而且不要有利害关系，不要有利害关系，人跟人不要有这个利害关系。这个怎么办？嘉荣哥，不要利害关系怎么办？有那个 personal gain 的关系啊。
We should not try to take advantage of one another.
如果需要你就帮忙他。
If someone needs it, you can help.
到现在为止，在教会里面，我们没有看过一个人合股做生意有好的结果。
I have never seen instances in church where people did business and succeeded.
如果我们要合股做生意，我们要先想一个，想一点哦，将来他信仰倒了，我能不能负责
？If you get together to do business, if someone's faith becomes weak, will you be able to help them?
如果我们不能负责，我们不能做。
If you can not take responsibility for that, then you should not go into business together.
因为钱本身呢不是很重要，但是就是有人为着，又为着亏了几块钱，他不要耶稣。
Because money is not very important, but sometimes someone will lose money and then not want Jesus anymore.
因为对他来讲，这个最重要。
Because to him, money is the most important.
所以人的会被火烧掉，这个钱好像火一样，会烧掉人的信仰。
So money is like fire; it can burn up someone's faith.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we need to be very careful.
好，我们再来看。
Let us continue.
24节。
Verse 24.
又藐视美帝，不信他的话，自己在帐篷内发怨言，不听神的声音。这是说藐视美帝。
And here it says they despise the pleasant land.
旷野很辛苦。
The wilderness was very difficult.
但是有一个盼望。
But there was a hope.
走过旷野就进到迦南。
Once they went through the wilderness, they were able to enter the land of Canaan.
所以有时候信仰真的要一点牺牲。
So sometimes we need to sacrifice for our faith.
但是有一个盼望。
But there is a hope.
你牺牲过之后，你会看到神在祝福你。
And once you get through it, you will see God's blessing.
到最后你可以到天国。
And in the end, you will enter the kingdom.
但是如果这个盼望没有了
，But if you no longer have the hope,
下面你就走不下去。
Then you are no longer able to go on.
我能牺牲什么
？What can I go through?
我没有盼望啊。
I have no hope.
所以人一旦没有盼望，信仰就倒了。
So without any faith, people will fall.
再来。
And continue.
我们看106篇。
Let's look at chapter 106.
39节。
Verse 39.
这样他们被自己所做的污秽了，在行为上犯了邪淫。
Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds.
到最后就是淫乱。
And in the end there was adultery.
淫乱像火一样。
Like fire.
会把人烧掉。
And it burned them up.
所以我们现在如果用把圣经一翻开来。
And so now when we open up the Bible.
将来审判就第七诫就够了。
In the end when we look at the seventh commandment, that will be enough for judgment day.
这是很难通过的一条。
It is one that is very difficult to follow.
哦，所以我们在这个世界上啊，会有火来考验。
So in this world, there will be fire to test us.
哦，那信仰建得稳的，能够通过火的考验的，就要得赏赐。
And if our faith is firm and we can endure the fire, then we will receive the blessing.
那如果这个信仰经不过火的考验，就倒了。
And if we are unable to go through these trials, then we will fall.
所以什么是服侍神？
So what does it mean to serve God?
服侍神就是用真正的材料帮助别人建立他的信仰，经得起考验。
And serving God is to use the true materials to be able to help someone build up their foundation and faith.
我们就是在做工头。
And that is how we can be the master builders.
啊，所以我们需要有智慧。
So we need to have wisdom.
非常的谨慎。
And we need to be
very
careful in doing our works of servitude. Let us sing hymn.